KMZA Locker Room Chats here continuing across the MSU Sports Radio Network here with head coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats. I'm Krennan Prophet. This Frankfort Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Wankel Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Well, three straight games here in a row here for the Frankfort Wildcats. A win over Thunder Ridge, a win over Blue Valley Randolph, and recently a big win last Friday over Wakefield, 58-12. Coach, what can you tell me here kind of about this latter half of the season, these three straight wins, and of course, more importantly, that big win here last Friday there for your team?
Oh, you know, our schedule was pretty tough to start the year, and it kind of got a little bit more manageable throughout the middle, and so it allowed us to kind of right the ship a little bit. Friday was an emotional night, being senior night, and being a father and having a kid go through that was kind of surreal. But, I don't think we played quite as well as I would have hoped. A lot of penalties took away big plays, but we were fortunate to force a few turnovers and that sort of thing, and that really allowed us to score a lot of points in that second quarter.
Well, real quick, you mentioned senior night. Of course, senior night for your son, Wes Anderson, who had an incredible night, if you will. On offense, he had 366 yards divided into 83 rushing yards, 253 yards in the air passing. He had two rushing touchdowns and four passing touchdowns. I mean, you mentioned how proud of you are as a father watching him, this is his final year here as a senior, but, you know, more importantly, just be able to have that kind of game on senior night, you know, what kind of does that tell?
Yeah, you know, he played pretty well, and we were fortunate we were to make some big plays in both the passing game and in the running game, and we haven't really showed that explosiveness too much this year, so it was good to see in a game like that. As far as him and along with the other two seniors, Porter and Fred, I've coached them since they were about able to walk, and so it's been a long ride for the three of us, but it's one that I cherish big time.
I mean, it was a quick, swift game here for you, ending at halftime, 20 points in the first quarter, 38 in the second quarter. What was kind of that head of steam here, if you will, as the train whistles in the background, there for your team, being able to come out and put that performance on early?
Well, we had several big plays, I think four called back in the first quarter due to penalties. So we probably should have had a bigger first quarter than we did. And like I said, our defense did a good job forcing three turnovers there in that second quarter. And I think we recovered an onside kick. So we were able to put up a bunch of points in a short amount of time in that second quarter, which was good.
Well, you talk about defense. Landon Schreiner had an incredible defensive work with six tackles and also two forced fumbles in the win as well. What can you tell me about Schreiner and what he did there on the defensive side for you last Friday?
Oh, he's slowly getting better. He's a young kid that doesn't have much experience, but he's a tough, hard-nosed kid, and he's, you know, slowly learning how physical you and the type of effort and motor you got to play with to be successful in, you know, in not only our league, but our district. So proud of him and the progress that he's made this year.
Frankfort Wildcats now here a game above 500, 4-3 here on the season, 1-2 in league, here only one district loss currently. Again, looking for their final game here of this season against the Axtell Eagles. It'll be on the road. It is a both league and district matchup and has plenty of implications. We'll talk more about it here on segment number two on Coach's Shows. Welcome back here, 92.1 at KMZA for our Coach's Shows. Week number eight, the final week of the regular season. Here we're with head coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats. Our Frankfort Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Wankland Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. So again, as we talked about second number one, jumping up to 4-3 here, game above 500 for the first time this season. You end the year here in a regular season matchup against the Axtell Eagles, a team that just had their 58-game winning streak snapped by the Hanover Wildcats. The Axtell Eagles now move to now just ranked number two in 8-man Division II. You look at this matchup last year, you gave Axtell arguably their biggest run of their money through both the regular season and the sub-state title game, losing the regular season 76-30 and then just 52-20 in the sub-state title game, taking Axtell for the first time last year to the fourth quarter. Coach, what can you tell me some expectations here this Friday for the matchup against the Eagles?
Well, you know, I expect an Axtell team that's, probably going to play a lot more relaxed. A lot of pressure has been lifted off their shoulders, and they can just go out and play football and not worry about outside noise. So I'm expecting a team that's going to be really fired up to play, and it's always a great environment over there. It's a tough place to play, but we always enjoy going over there because of just the environment, how close the fans are to the field. So, I'm excited. It's going to be a good atmosphere. It's going to finally cool off for us, and hopefully we can play some good football.
Yeah, and kind of looking at this team compared to last year, what are you seeing? seeing here on the film room side of things, you know, week to week here, and then also seeing kind of here a comparison between, you know, how you kind of played Hanover compared to where Axel did?
It's a different team, obviously. They do a lot of the same things, and you know, they have, similar to us, they have a coach's kid playing quarterback, and so he has full control over their offense and knows exactly what Coach Detweiler wants out of him. And he's still got plenty of weapons and tools around him, and they got a couple, you know, 6'4", 6'5", guys on the defensive line that can cause you trouble as well. So even though there's some different names, it's still the same program, still the same scheme, and it's still a really good football team.
Yeah, you keyed there on Wyatt Detweiler there, the head coach's son or quarterback there for the Axel Eagles. Last week, he had a pretty nice game. More importantly, there he had a 77-yard kickoff touchdown when at one point the Axel Eagles, they were down 26-6 there on the game before they were able to get out. I mean, if you were able to get out to a jump here early against Axel, how do you prevent them from being able to kind of climb and crawl back into the game?
Well, just regardless of what the score is, we gotta, you know, continue to play our game and, you know, not try to do something that we're not, accustomed to doing or maybe that our team is not suited to do. Like I said, our team's vastly different than our team we had a year ago, and we have to go about our business a different way. And so the big thing is just continue to be us and not worry so much about what Axel's doing and try to, you know, simulate what they're doing or play with the pace and that they play with. But, you know, just continue to be us and keep grinding and hopefully make it a four quarter game.
Well, Coach, lastly here, what are some keys here for this matchup this Friday against the Axel Eagles?
Well, we got to get off to a good start. We can't play from behind. They're too good defensively. So, you know, we got to jump on them early if we can. And then we just got to play mistake-free football. We've got away with making some mistakes the last couple weeks, whether it be penalties or turnovers or things like that. And we're not going to get away with those this week. So we're going to have to play clean football for sure.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us here for Week 8, the final week of the regular season here for Coaches Shows. Coach, thank you.
All right, thank you.
That was head coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats. Again, the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Axel Eagles here at the end of the regular season. The Axel Eagles, the ranked number two team in eight-man Division II, as they just had their 58-game winning streak snapped to Hanover last Friday. So again, to end the regular season, Frankfort Axel here this Friday.